It's been 5 years since Abdullahi Hassan started his mission to make Somali food more approachable to Central Ohioans. That quest takes a big step forward this week when the owner of the restaurant Hoyo's Kitchen on Cleveland Avenue opens a new location inside the North Market.
Still in the process of
Yeah,
we still got a lot left.
I caught up with Hassan last week as he was rushing to get the new space ready for this week's launch. He started his first restaurant 5 years ago alongside his mother, who, like thousands of other Somalis here in Central Ohio, fled her home country to escape the Civil War of the 1990s. He says a lot of people have misconceptions about Somali food.
Somali food is, the best way for me to describe it is it's fusion. There's influences from, you know, countries along the Indian Ocean coast, from as far as India to Tanzania to Kenya. There's similarities. So with Somali food, we start off with the rice. The rice is an important factor in the cuisine, and then you work your way up. Meat. So we're very meat centric.
What are some of the offerings you're going to have here? Besides meat and rice.
Besides meat and rice, well, we do have vegan options. We'll have a lot of veggie options, vegan rice, wraps, injera bowls. So we'll have a good mix of options for everybody, yeah.
Columbus obviously has a very large Somali population. It's thought to be the second largest in the U.S. But this would be the first, certainly the first Somali restaurant in here, and also, as far as I know, the first ever African restaurant to open inside the North Market. That's quite an honor. That's a neat thing to have.
It's a major honor, and we're truly humbled and proud to be the first to do it. And there's an immense pressure to make sure we do it right. So we plan on, you know, representing the continent the right way, hopefully.
Columbus does have a very large Somali population. Would you say there's an active food scene here when it comes to Somalis? I know there are a few African and Somali restaurants. Is there what you would call an active scene?
There's definitely a scene. I feel it's more tailored it's more tailored for the community. There hasn't been much. Much of an effort to attract people outside of the community. Only real foodies would know Somali restaurant and would go and frequent it. But as far as restaurants that are catered more towards the main street, that hasn't been done yet. But with time, that will come. And the longer we're here, the more people will be familiar with Somali food, and the more people would be interested in trying and would shake off the perceptions of what they think Somali food is. So we are excited to be at the forefront of that.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you for being interested in covering us, and we look forward to seeing you when we open.